In the wake of the attacks in Brussels, many people are wondering, are these kinds of attacks something we can stop from happening, or are they just going to be part of life now in many more parts of the world? And how does the answer to those questions affect our approach to terrorism? Joining us now is Cass Mudda. He's an associate professor at the School of Public and International Affairs at the University of Georgia. Cass, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much for having me.
So do you think that terror attacks on a small scale or a large scale in Western Europe and even in the United States are something that we're just going to have to get used to, a new normal?
Yes, I believe they will be for a variety of reasons. But when you look particularly at the attacks that we've had from jihadist terrorists, we see that there is a small group, but nevertheless sizable, that is willing to sacrifice everything, including even their life, for a political cause. And no state, however authoritarian, let alone a democratic state, can prevent all people from blowing themselves up.
Even through dramatically increased security and intelligence?
Well, if you just look at history, for example, then even states like the Soviet Union had terrorism, totalitarian states. There was a plot on Adolf Hitler, right? So if even like a completely totalitarian regime like Nazi Germany cannot be 100% safe of terror, then clearly an open society and a liberal democratic regime like the United States or Western Europe cannot prevent all attacks.
But obviously, this is not something that any politician wants to accept, that this threat is going to be with us and it's something that will be a new normal, as you say. Let's listen here to some of them. This is Hillary Clinton speaking on counterterrorism last week at Stanford.
Walls will not protect us from this threat. We cannot contain ISIS. We must defeat ISIS.
And then here is the French president, François Hollande, who said that France's campaign against ISIS would intensify after the terrorist attacks in Paris, and he was committed to destroying the group.
Our republic is not threatened by these despicable killers. Our will is to put all the might of the nation to the service, the protection of our citizen. And I know we can rely on the devotion of the army, of the police, and of you, representative of the nation.
So do you think that when politicians tell us that they will defeat ISIS, that they will not live with this threat, that they're being disingenuous?
The thing is, they're not just disingenuous. They're also not very smart, because in the short run, this might pay off, but in the long run, they will be held responsible for every single terrorist attack because they have claimed to be able to prevent it. And in that way, what they really say with every attack is, we failed. Whereas if you actually are honest and say, look, we will try to do as much as we can, but this is the new normal, people will understand that it at times happens and that it can happen without anyone specifically failing.
Well, if you accept that this is the new normal, how do you try to combat it? How do you change strategy to try to deal with the threat of terrorism?
Well, one part is you have to also look at the broader structure. And this is not an excuse for any individual terrorist. Like, even if they are poor, there are a lot of many more people who are poor who are not terrorists. But we do know that there are certain structural reasons underlying the dissatisfaction of large groups of particularly immigrants in Western societies, and underlying some of the terrorists, which have to do with discrimination, which have to do with Islamophobia, which have to do with Western foreign policy in the Middle East. And it doesn't mean that you have to change everything, but you have to acknowledge that there are broader sources of frustration.
You know, there are some people who are going to hear you say that and think that you're saying that we ought to be more sympathetic to the terrorist point of view.
No, you don't have to be in any way sympathetic to necessarily terrorists. But it's also not that everything that terrorists say is by definition wrong, right? I mean, some of the arguments brought forward by really bad political actors are nevertheless make sense. Often their solutions don't. My point is not that. But terrorism, if the terrorists were completely isolated individuals, we wouldn't have the same problem. One of the key problems with getting the terrorists in Paris and now in Brussels is that there is a larger support structure, that there is a larger society, subculture that doesn't want to collaborate with the police or with the national security. There's a reason for that. There's a reason why a lot of young Muslim people with an immigrant background are distrustful of the police and of the security. And one of the reasons is that they have been mistreated by them, that there is Islamophobia, that we do know that there are prejudices within the police force and within the security apparatus. And we do know that our societies, by and large, particularly in Western Europe, are failing certain groups of minorities, education-wise, job-wise, etc. And you can take that away. Now, you will still have some terrorists, but they won't be able to profit from that larger support structure.
How would you compare the response that France, Belgium, and Europe and the United States are taking in the wake of these recent attacks?
I think France was a wake-up call, really. I mean, particularly France itself, as well as various other European countries, kind of scoffed at the U.S. after 9/11 and said, oh, that's typical, the U.S. to respond with a very military way and a very authoritarian way. But actually what you see is that France did exactly the same, right? They directly started to bomb extra, called even a state of emergency, etc. At this point in time, but it's very early, Belgium's response is actually not that bad. Reasonably measured. The Minister of Internal Affairs, Jan Jambon, actually said we should not do anything crazy. We should first think about what is needed and only then act. And that's encouraging because pretty much both in the U.S. and in France, there was a complete overreaction.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Patriot Act, for example, is an incredibly invasive document with regard to privacy and all kinds of rule of law issues, many of which are not in any way related to 9/11 attacks. In France, we are going to have at least 8 months of state of emergency. Like state of emergency, as it said, is emergency and it's for a reason. It fully undermines the rule of law. To have that for 8 months after one attack is very, very extreme. And in the first month after the attacks, some 2,000 people, all of them Muslim, had been interrogated. Virtually none of them have been arrested, which means that almost 1,990 people who were innocent were nevertheless taken in, arrested, and interrogated and feel now that the state doesn't trust them. Those are huge costs.
So if there is an attack, another attack, and probably there will be at some point in one of these Western cities, what would you suggest that the U.S. or whatever country is attacked do? They're not going to just sit back and not retaliate against somebody who they believe to be responsible in some way for that attack.
Yes, but what does it help to bomb ISIS a couple of weeks extra? U.S. and France and other countries have been bombing ISIS now for months and months and months, and we still have the attack. Like, either you go all in and take them out, or you do what actually makes sense from this perspective. And first and foremost, like closing borders doesn't help. Like every single terrorist, by and large, was an EU citizen.
So what would help?
In the short run, not that much. It's sad to say, but in the short run, there isn't that much more that we can do. We act as if security services don't have any power and don't do anything. Since 9/11, security services have seen their budgets rise tremendously, their competencies. They have data availability that is unbelievable. But we face a type of enemy that is willing to take enormous risk, and that has, in part because of the ISIS structure, a lot of resources. And so pretty much we should do what we keep on doing. And that by and large means that we will prevent probably quite a lot of attacks, but some will still happen. But at least we will still have the liberal democracy that allegedly we are defending.
That's Cass Mutta, who's an associate professor at the School of Public and International Affairs at the University of Georgia and a researcher at the Center for Research on Extremism at the University of Oslo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.